My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The hornet's nest?
How quickly can we make him want to quit?
I think it's going to be an honor and a pleasure. Yes.
It might be neither of those things. I'm excited. Ronnie McLeod on his way into the studio.
Yeah,
I can see him right now.
Let's go. Every week. Every single week.
I got Andy Flatter out here. This is good stuff. Now we're excited. Now we're finally excited here.
I said, how could you not be? We've got football. It's already Tuesday. The week has been shortened thanks to the Monday off.
Better believe it.
And we've got football. I mean, the day after
Browns
tomorrow.
Browns have an announcement at the stadium today. I have no idea what that's
and
about.
Doesn't it feel
be a great one.
Doesn't it have the feel like football in the air outside?
People are speculating recklessly right now about it. This is good, solid stuff. This is good stuff. Finally. Finally, it's here. And now he's putting on his headphones. We welcome in Rodney McLeod. Hi.
What's going on? What's going on?
He is in the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios.
And we just saw him outside. Made quick work to get him in here, situated, yeah. And just like that, we're here.
Yeah.
I'm Anthony, by the way. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How
nice
you
to
doing,
meet you. Might as well get the formalities out of the way. Yeah. Let's go.
Good morning. We ain't getting none of that done.
Well, we're annoyed. We're annoyed because our fans, normally this is fever pitch time, right? But it's been a little, it's been clunky getting through this off season, this training camp down in West Virginia, 3 preseason games, didn't get to see Deshaun. And now we're trying to wake people up like, hello, football is here. We've got a national big audience that's going to be watching this team on Sunday. And Tom Brady's doing your game. It's the Cowboys. I mean, come on. It is the freaking Cowboys. Our fans are so sick of hearing about the Cowboys. Every single day, the national media, Cowboys this, Cowboys that. We've got a guy in studio, well, behind the glass. He roots for the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's a Cowboys fan.
It's embarrassing.
Did you know that?
That's why he's behind the screen.
Yeah. He's a Cowboys fan. So much fun he is to be around. Rodney, first, thanks for being in here.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not an interview. I mean, you're doing a whole hour with us. You're doing a whole hour with us every Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I can't help but ask you some questions to start things off.
Wait, he's like a co-host now? He's just joining the show for the hour?
He's what you call the third mic. But he's here for an hour. So, that means he's got a co-host with us. That means we're going to have probably some very deep arguments. Have you ever heard us before?
No.
It's going to be wild. First thing is, why'd you want to do this? Why'd you want to jump in with us, of all people?
I mean, honestly, I heard great things. Have a good group back in Philly who's also connected to Odyssey WIP. So I feel like I was getting very similar vibes from the fan. And obviously, I've done some other interviews with you guys, but just felt like I wanted to dive into the media space, and this is kind of a way to get some good reps, but also talk some good ball with some good people, talk about our dogs and how things are going to look this season, and just, yeah, looking forward to just having some fun for every Tuesday.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you, and everybody's excited to hear from you, but why aren't my fans excited about the football team coming through?
I don't know.
Why are they excited here?
I don't know. That's very surprising to me. I thought this is the time. This is week one. Who's not hype about football? You know what I'm saying. And then who's not hype about the dogs? What we got coming into town this upcoming Sunday?
For you, how does this week, how does the transition start to take place for you to get out of the mode of, all right, we're going to ease in, it's training camp, we're going to get our bodies right, make sure we're healed up from last year, to we've got a game to prep for, we've got an offense and a quarterback and game film to go over, and then to put a game plan together to actually start a season 1-0?
Honestly, I mean, I think for a lot of us, you know, we've been in that mode of competing against one another. So the competitiveness has been there, right? We just haven't had many opportunities to go against someone else in a different set of colors. And now, right, you know, this is that time where all the work that we put in to this point is for this moment. It's for week one and you know, how many games, you know, we have after that. But it's not easy to flip that switch, to be honest with you. Like, it shouldn't take much to get you ramped up, to get you going for the Dallas Cowboys. We all know America's team. Coming into our home stadium, we got to take care of business. We got to deliver. We got to start this thing off the right way. So I'm not worried about us having issues or trouble being able to turn on that switch and get to work this week.
What are the differences in Jim Schwartz's defense last year to this year?
Differences, honestly, it's the players. I would say a lot of us are coming back into year two of a Jim Schwartz system. And just like any other scheme that you walk into, there's, you know, when you're first introduced, there's an adjustment that you have to make, right? Adaptability that has to take place, a learning curve. You have to understand all the ins and outs. And I think now everybody has a good grasp about, okay, what does this scheme allow me to do? And then how do I perform at a high level within the scheme? And I think that's where we've seen the growth from year one to year two. Like, guys understand their role. They understand the scheme that much better. And so that's going to allow us to play at a higher level than we did last year.
You've played under Jim Schwartz before. You're certainly familiar with him from the days in Philly. And then you see how he was all of last year. I'm curious, how was he after the playoff game? Because I can't imagine, you know, the way you guys were so dominant throughout mm-hmm. most of the season. And then just a rough performance in the playoff game against C.J. Stroud and Houston. How was he, and how did you guys in that room use what happened in the playoff game to make sure that doesn't happen again this year?
Yeah, we all understand that last year was a great stepping stone for us as a team, and then, of course, as a defense. You know, when you hold that crown of the number one defense, you know, you have to look at that and you appreciate everything that came with that. Like, that's not easy doings. And that was credit to everybody, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, players and coaches included. But I think, you know, for us, understanding that we did all that we did and still fell short of our goal, right? The ultimate goal is to host that Lombardi. And so anything shy of that is, you know, a disappointment. But I think we have to look at it and say, okay, if we thought we did enough, you know, you're mistaken, you're wrong. You know, we have to do so much more, right, to put ourselves in that position to be in New Orleans, because this game is very detail focused. It's a margin of errors is that small. And so for us, how do we, you know, just get, you know, 1% better, right? Like, it sounds cliche, but how do you do that? And that's just a focus point of ours, is not allowing last year, even though we had success, not to, you know, continue to harp on that, but understand we have to reset. We have to reinvent ourselves. We have to protect the crown. In order to do that, we got to understand what it took. But honestly, we're going to have to push out so much more for us to go greater than, you know, go further than we did last year.
Was it your left bicep or your right one?
Left.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It was so torn
bicep. Yep.
Describe the pain from 1 to 10.
Honestly, the pain wasn't necessarily an issue. It was more of how it looked. It was like a Popeye like looking arm for a little bit.
Oh, until Popeye! I thought you said pot pie for a second. Like, I was like, what?
No. The Popeye arm, the good old lump in the bicep. That's what was going on as I looked down, and it was honestly pulsating and. I'm like, all right, yeah, I gotta check myself out. I don't think I'm be able to finish this one out.
How was the rehab for you?
Rehab was honestly a lot lighter than some of my previous injuries. Like when you go through an ACL injury twice, you feel like you can conquer anything. To be honest with you, that's not something I wish on anybody. But I've had the lucky. Experience of going through that twice, but the bicep was very straightforward. Got to it, worked hard, put myself in position now where I'm fully healed and ready to go.
You know, that's one of the things, and this is why it's great to have your perspective in here. We are, you know, with the fans, and we talk about injuries and players, and we always hear that surgeries are successful every time. And so when something like Jedrick Wills happens where he has the knee scope and everything, and then we don't see him and we still really haven't seen him, we start to speculate on these things. You talk to us now as someone who might want to, you know, be doing this down the road. Is it unfair for us to speculate on stuff with injuries and evaluate guys and their recovery process? Because we're not there. We're not there in the room, in the gym with these guys. We can be harsh at times. And I think, unfortunately, with Jed, you know, we're like, what's going on? Why haven't we seen him? Why isn't he the starting left tackle for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think every injury deserves his respect, no matter, you know, how big or small. And like I said, I've had my wide range of injuries from a pinky to, you know, I guess many would say, yeah, ACL is 9 to 10 months, but in actuality, it's probably a year and a half before you feel like yourself, right? And that's just the honest truth. But, you know, I think to the outside viewers, you know, we're all deemed as just warriors, right? Like, we're machines. And, you know, whatever the timeline says is what everybody anticipates. And honestly, we have that same timeline of our own, right? Like, why do we not want to play this sport that we love? Why do we not want to get back out there to help our team, to make a difference, and be that same, you know, guy that everybody said that we were? So those things are true, but just understanding within any sort of injury timeline, there's going to be ups and downs, and sometimes the timeline shifts. Things that are unforeseen take place, and everybody just has to give grace when it comes to that, and understanding that, look, man, we work, you know, our butts off, you know, for this game, and to you know, put our bodies on the line for the greater good, the team, the mission, everything at hand, and to win. So, you know, guys like Jed, man, he's fighting, he's working. And when he feels right, confident, when he's able to trust, right? The injury that took place when everybody feels, okay, you know, we're comfortable with putting Jay back into the starting lineup or whomever that might be, then, you know, it'll happen.
Now, obviously, injuries are a big deal, but even more so than that would be concussions. And somebody in your secondary, and he's one of the great players in the league, I think still criminally underrated, but Denzel Ward. Now, the reports were that he suffered his fifth confirmed concussion, and he's had a lot of times where he's been taken away just to make sure, precautionary reasons. Does he play the game the same regardless of any of this? How much does that even get talked about, concussions? You know, is it something kind of taboo to talk about, you know, behind the scenes?
No, I mean, understand, and you've seen the shift in the game when it comes to concussions. You know, we're now wearing the guardian caps, right? Where it was once given out to just guys in the trenches, it's now every player that touches the field, or you know, in a practice setting, is wearing the guardian cap just for precautionary reasons. And they've also given us the choice, you know, to wear it in a game, right? Which is new. This is something we've never seen. You've seen guys like Jonathan Taylor in the preseason come out with it, and others. And I'm sure it will be a trend, you know, that will continue on, you know, forever. Now that football is around, just to protect the players, our safety. You know, we know how detrimental concussions can be, not only in the short term but long term effects. And so I think it's something that the league has studied and realized, you know, the effects that it has, and has taken you know, necessary measures to make sure that, you know, not only are we able to play this game as long as we can, but we're also available post-career for our families and to live, you know, a long, healthy life outside of the game of football. But, you know, my guy Ward, man, he's a warrior. And like you said, you know, I don't think he gets enough credit enough, you know, around the league. But I think everybody saw his body of work last year and understood exactly why we went as far as we did, is because, you know, he was also at the center of that. And I'm looking forward to him having an amazing season ahead.
Do you think the guardian caps work? Do you think they help? Tell me why.
I think they do. I mean, I think if you create any sort of layer of additional protection, right? I think first it starts with the helmet itself. You know, they've reconstructed the helmet plenty of times. It's not the old Riddell or Air helmets that we used to wear.
And you pick your own, right? You get to pick your own helmet?
Yeah, they give you a list of preferred helmets, and also helmets that are now banned. So I know for myself, I have my own customized helmet where my signature lives inside. It travels with me from team to team, no matter what. It's molded to, you know, the shape of my head. And it gives a great level of comfort, and also cushion and padding in there to absorb, you know, hits. And I don't know everything there is, but I know that honestly, the helmets today and to date are a lot better for the job that is required to do in this league.
Rodney McLeod in studio with us, Brown Safety.
You talked about whether or not guys are going to wear it. It's going to look different for fans. Yeah. I mean, it you're going to see.
You're like, what is this? Yeah, it's definitely a swag killer for a sec. Like, you know, I know initially I was fighting it. I'm like, man, I don't know, because there's options. You either wear the guardian cap or you can wear some of the newer style helmets, which doesn't necessarily allow you to have to wear that extra layer of protection because they deem that the helmet itself is good as is. I'm not really necessarily a fan of the new helmet, so I stuck to what I know, guardian cap in practice, and then in the game, you know, I'm gonna opt not to wear it, and then just trust in the good Lord.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.